the glass kitchen. Portia loved how its whitewashed, clabbered walls and green tin roof, giant yawning windows and lattice entwined with purple wisteria made her think of dollhouses and thatched-roofed cottages. Excited to see Graham, Portia jumped out of the old truck and followed her mother in through the front door. The melting brown sugar and buttery cinnamon smells reminded her that the glass kitchen was not for play. It was real, a place where people came from miles around to eat and talk with Portia's grandmother. Portia smiled at all the regulars, but her mother didn't seem to notice anyone, which was odd, because Mama always used her best company manners wherever they went. But today, she walked straight toward Graham, who sat at her usual table off to the side. Graham always sat in the same place, watching the goings-on, doling out advice, and making food recommendations for all those who asked. And everyone asked. Portia had a faint memory of a time when Graham actually did the cooking, but now she left it to others, to hired help, who stayed hidden behind swinging doors. "She has it," was all Mama said. Graham sat back, the sun streaming through the windows, catching in the long gray hair she pulled back in a simple braid.
"I suspected as much."
Portia didn't understand what was happening, then was surprised when Graham turned to her and beckoned her close.
"You have a gift, Portia, a knowing, just like me, just like generations of your ancestors. Now it's my job to teach you how to use it."
Mama pressed her eyes closed, steepling her hands in front of her face. Despite Mama's frown, Portia was excited about this knowing thing. It made her feel special, chosen, and as each day passed, she began to walk around with a new sense of purpose, pulling apart more peaches and making creations in a way that set her older sister's teeth on edge. Cordelia and Olivia weren't nearly as happy about the special gift Portia supposedly had. But 4 months later, the thick Texas air was sucked dry when the girl's daddy was shot dead in a hunting accident. 4 months after that, their mama died too. The official report cited cause of death as severe cardiac arrhythmia, but everyone in town said she died of a broken heart. Stunned and silenced, Portia and her sisters moved in with Graham above the restaurant. Cordelia found comfort in books, Olivia in flowers. Portia found comfort when Graham started bringing her into the kitchen in earnest. But strangely, Graham didn't mention one thing about the knowing, much less teach her anything about it. Mostly, Graham taught her the simple mechanics of cooking and baking. Still, that worked. The glass kitchen was known to heal people with its slow-cooked meals and layered confections, and it healed Portia, too. Gradually, like sugar brought to a slow boil, Portia began to ease out of a brittle state and find a place for herself among the painted wood tables and pitted silverware in a way Cordelia and Olivia never did. And then it began to happen in earnest, like the dream of peaches and blueberries, but more real, more frequent. Without a single one of those promised lessons from her grandmother, Portia began to see and taste food without having it in front of her, the images coming to her like instincts, automatic and without thought. She found that she knew things without having to be taught. Rich, dark chocolate would calm a person who was hiding their anxiety. Hot, red chili mixed with eggs first thing in the morning relieved symptoms of someone about to succumb to a terrible cold. Suddenly, her world made sense, as if she had found a hidden switch, the meaning of what she was supposed to do blazing to life like a Christmas tree lighting up in a burst of color. During that first school year, and the ones that followed, without her parents, Portia spent her days studying and her nights and weekends in the kitchen. During the summers, Portia and her sisters traveled to New York City to stay with Graham's sister. Great Aunt Evie had moved away 40 years earlier, escaping a prescribed life that boxed her in. Once in New York, Evie became an actress on Broadway, famous enough to buy a townhouse on the Upper West Side.
"This place will be yours one day," Evie told the girls.
All three sisters loved the old townhouse that rose up from the city sidewalk like a 5-layer